Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Well, we don't want to tell you what to believe. We just want to separate fact from fiction, truth from lie. And there are still two Thursdays to go before Election Day. So Bill Adair from PolitiFact.org and PolitiFact.com is back to fact-check the candidates, as we've been doing every Thursday since the beginning of September. And as you hear there, he has his very own theme song as he edits the PolitiFact website. Run by the St. Petersburg Times and Congressional Quarterly. Hey, Bill, welcome back to WNYC.
Good morning. Thanks for having me back.
So the top of your list this morning at PolitiFact is a Republican National Committee mailing that caused the Truth-O-Meter to burst into flames.
It did. It got our lowest rating, pants on fire. And this part of a trend we're seeing, there has been a real blitz in the battleground states with mailings that have really distorted things. And so far, all the ones we've gotten, I guess save one, is from the Republican side, either from the Republican National Committee or a state Republican Party or the McCain campaign itself. And in most cases, these mailings are definitely taking things out of context and twisting things, we found, at least so far. We're sort of waiting for the one that sort of fairly lays out the issues. I guess that could be a long wait. That's just not the nature of these mailings.
No, certainly not at the last minute. And, you know, before we even talk about the eye-popping content of this particular flyer, I mentioned before you came on that I think it's more important in these final weeks that we keep having you back and keep doing Truth-O-Meter stuff, because now, you know, they've done the issues, they've done the debates, and now is when it's just hardcore, mostly negative charges against the other guy. And I think we see certainly the campaign that is behind, which in this case is the McCain campaign, relies on that kind of thing more and more. And so, hey, you know, somebody's got to be out there saying, well, this is true or this is not true.
And we're trying to keep up with these things as much as we can. We're going to be working this weekend and just seeing what new charges come up then. But the one feature of PolitiFact when we created it was we wanted it to be easy for people to look things up. So there are many ways, if you come to our site, that you can look things up. We've got a search box right up near the top where you can just type in a couple of words, and you can see all our items on that include that word. You can look things up by candidate, by issue, many different ways. So hopefully we can help people find the truth on these things. In this case, the flyer says, quote, Barack Obama thinks terrorists just need a good talking to. And as I said, it's from the Republican National Committee, and it's gone to the battleground states. It is relying on a comment that Obama made at the first YouTube debate, the one in Columbia, South Carolina, when someone asked whether the candidates would meet with the leaders of Iran, Syria, Venezuela, Cuba, and North Korea.
And you know what? We have that clip, so why don't we play it right now, and then you'll compare what he said to the truthfulness of what's in the ad. The question was, would you be willing to meet separately without precondition during the first year of your administration in Washington or anywhere else with the leaders of Iran, Syria, Venezuela, Cuba, and North Korea in order to bridge the gap that divides our countries?
I would. And the reason is this, that the notion that somehow not talking to countries is punishment to them, which has been the guiding diplomatic principle of this administration, is ridiculous. Now, Ronald Reagan and Democratic presidents like JFK constantly spoke to Soviet Union at a time when Ronald Reagan called them an evil empire. And the reason is because they understood that we may not trust them, they may pose an extraordinary danger to this country, but we have the obligation to find areas where we can potentially move forward.
So he is talking about talking to these countries that support terrorism. So nevertheless, you gave a pants-on-fire rating to the ad or the flyer that claims he said all they need is a good talking to.
We did, because it's just a ridiculous stretch to equate that statement with thinks terrorists just need a good talking to. I think his answer doesn't say that at all, and they really are they're just over the top there with that extrapolation.
Coincidentally, because we didn't know this flyer would lead your website today, we are spending the next hour of the program comparing Obama's and McCain's approaches to terrorism in all their complexity.
It's and clearly this has been a difference between McCain and Obama about whether they would meet with the leaders of these nations, and Obama has consistently said what he said in that clip you played, he's open to it, and that he thinks we need to engage more diplomatically with all countries. So anyway, we rated this one a pants on fire on our Truth-O-Meter. It just was way over the top, and I think we've got some other similar rulings coming here in the next few days on some of these other mailings.
Right. Now, I want to throw in a quick news item to our listeners here, since we were talking about term limits earlier in the hour for New York City elected officials, and the term limits extension bill has just passed committee in City Council. It was a 6-0 vote in the Governmental Operations Committee. That was expected, and now it goes on to the full City Council for that vote coming this afternoon. All right, now, of course, at PolitiFact.com this week, you couldn't get away from Joe the Plumber, I see. Here is something that you fact-check from this John McCain web ad.
I'm John McCain, and I approve this message.
Americans are catching on.
Your new tax plan is going to tax me more.
It's not that I want to punish your success. I think when you spread the wealth around, it's good for everybody.
Everybody? Leading papers call Obama's taxes welfare, government handouts. Obama raises taxes on seniors, hardworking families, to give welfare to those who pay none. Just as you suspected, Obama's not truthful on taxes.
All right, so that was the original Obama quote that he said to Joe the Plumber, right, about spreading the wealth around to help everyone?
Yeah, and that definitely has prompted a lot of the criticism that in some cases the Palin and McCain have likened that to socialism, and in this particular one, we're fact-checking the statement that was at the end of what you played. Obama raises taxes on seniors, hardworking families, to give welfare to those who pay none.
And the key word there is welfare.
Which has become a common line from the McCain campaign this week. This thing, we rated this one false on our Truth-O-Meter for two reasons. The first part, Obama raises taxes on seniors and hardworking families, is very misleading. That would suggest that if you're any senior or any hardworking family, that you would pay higher taxes. Of course, as I've said many times on your show, Brian, that's true only if you earn more than $200,000 as an individual or $250,000 as a family, that Obama would raise your taxes under his plan. Others would get a tax cut. So that part is wrong. The use of the word welfare here. We talked about this, the editors, as we rated this one, and we concluded that people associate welfare with a government handout for not working, sort of the traditional aid to families with dependent children program that was overhauled in the 1996 welfare reform bill. And welfare is very much has a negative connotation. Even today is seen as as a government handout for people who do nothing, and that is not Obama's tax plan. Obama's tax plan has many refundable tax credits, or has several, but they are primarily aimed at people who work, and so it's not welfare in that traditional sense. And then one final way it is giving
earned income tax credits. That is, it's giving government money, other people's tax dollars, to people who don't pay taxes, though, right? But they're workers.
Yes, exactly. They are designed to reduce to zero or even provide a refund for working class Americans to provide them actually an incentive to work.
That was actually part of the original welfare reform bill from Clinton and Gingrich in the 90s, was to provide that incentive so that people getting off welfare would have the incentive to continue to work, right?
Exactly. Exactly. And that actually gets to the other part of the end of this, to those who pay none, in other words, no taxes. Well, these people are still paying payroll taxes. They're still paying Social Security and Medicare taxes. And so that part is wrong, too. So we rated this one false.
And one other thing on this. Doesn't McCain also support an earned income tax credit kind of thing on his health care plan?
Exactly, exactly. It would be a refundable tax credit up to $5,000, depending on how much you pay for your health plan. So he's using the same logic in his health plan that kind of makes it something, you know, a little bit hypocritical make that claim.
Time to fact check Barack Obama. Here is Obama on taxes for small business as he describes his tax plan.
Not only do 98% of small businesses make less than $250,000, but I also want to give them additional tax breaks because they are the drivers of the economy. They produce the most jobs.
Now, that's an important statement because he says his tax hikes would only apply to people making $250,000. The McCain campaign says that means it would be a lot of small business people. That's why Joe the Plumber didn't like the idea of the tax hike on the 250 plus. Even though he doesn't make $250,000 today, he hopes to own a plumbing business someday, he says, which would earn him $250,000 plus. But it's that stat that, you know, would this apply to the vast majority of Americans, the tax cut rather than the tax hike? And so he said there, not only do 98% of small businesses make less than $250,000, is that 98% figure true?
It is. We rated this one true on our Truth-O-Meter, relying, as many of us have, on the Tax Policy Center, a group of really sharp folks, nonpartisan, independent, that has been doing some real good analysis of the candidates' tax and health care plans. And they have looked at this a couple of different ways and concluded both times that only about 2% would see their taxes increase under Obama's plan. So we gave Obama a true for this one. It's interesting, you go back to what Obama said to Joe the Plumber. Obama said, well, now when you say $270,000, $280,000 a year, are you talking about gross income or are you talking about your income after deductions? And it's entirely possible Joe might have fallen under that 250 once he deducted his various
business-related expenses
and things. And so it's been sort of assumed all along, well, Joe's going to face a tax hike under Obama's plan, but we don't know enough information to conclude that, and it's entirely likely that he would actually get a tax cut. I think Obama should have asked him, you know, should have said, can I see your 1040, Joe, before he answered that question.
All right. Now, you also looked at the tax calculator tool on Obama's campaign website and rated it only half true. What is that tax calculator?
It is a political tool that they use to try to compare your tax benefit under the Obama plan against the McCain plan. And so we looked at it a couple different ways. We punched in some different scenarios and looked at it and also talked to the folks at the Tax Policy Center about it. We found that generally it was accurate, with a few caveats that we mention in our article. But the biggest one being that if you put in that your income is over $250,000, the calculator tells you in kind of small letters, you will probably not get a tax cut under the Obama-Biden plan. And that's kind of optimistic. Actually, as I've just been explaining, you will get a tax increase because Obama has been saying consistently since the beginning that he wants to raise taxes on the wealthy let the Bush tax cuts expire for people earning more than $250,000. And so what the tax calculator should say, if it were being completely accurate, is your taxes would go up by this amount. So we felt that, and and just a few other little quibbles with it, took it down to a half true. You know, otherwise it's kind of generally accurate, but that's a significant one to us, and we wanted more truth in advertising there from the calculator.
Bill Adair from PolitiFact.com with us here on WNYC for his weekly Thursday visit during the campaign season, with his truthometer in hand and also his flipometer, which we'll ask him to take out in just a minute. Briefly on this, some analysts are already calling the race over. Obama has had big leads in a lot of swing states, but it has started to tighten a little bit in the most recent polls, and Obama seemed to try to dismiss that and manage expectations the other day when he said the race will tighten just because that's what happens at the end of campaigns. They always have. He said that on the Today Show. Is that an accurate statement?
It is. One of our writers, Alex Lane, heard that one and said he wanted to write about it because he was curious if it's true. And to me, that's what I love about PolitiFact. It's really a place where our political curiosity gets satisfied when we just wonder, you know, well, is that true? And so we can do items like this, too, as well as looking at, of course, the many issues that they're talking about. And Alex went back and looked at the polls in every race going back, going pretty far back. I think he went all the way back to at least 19 into the 50s, and found that with only two exceptions that Obama was right. So 14 out of the last 16 elections have indeed tightened in the final weeks. So we gave Obama a mostly true for that statement.
So far, this is a much better week for Obama than McCain on the things you're fact-checking. So I guess sometimes, you know, sometimes the truth on your truthometer is not balanced 50-50. It's just the truth.
Well, and that, I think, is the integrity of our site. We said from the beginning that we're gonna fact check anything that we're curious about, and we're not gonna put false balance into this. And I think that's been a flaw in a lot of political journalism, that we have always been kind of scared into false balance, that we feel like every point has to have a counterpoint, and I think we were too timid to say in the past, well, that's just wrong. And I think what's happened this time, not just with PolitiFact, but with some other ventures also, I think political journalism has kind of stepped up to the plate this time, and we're doing a much better job of calling the balls and strikes, and when these guys are wrong, saying so.
And funny that you say calling the balls and strikes, because for a final fact check, let's look at a statement by McCain accusing Obama of flip-flopping and demonstrating a lack of character as a result when he talked about the World Series. McCain said, now, I'm not dumb enough to get mixed up in a World Series between swing states, which both Florida and Pennsylvania are, but I think I may have detected a little pattern with Senator Obama. It's pretty simple, really. When he's campaigning in Philadelphia, he roots for the Phillies, and when he's campaigning in Tampa Bay, he shows love to the Rays. So here are two back-to-back clips that we found on YouTube of Barack Obama in each team's backyard.
Do we have any Phillies fans in that? Listen, I'm not going to lie to you. I'm not going to pander to you. I'm a White Sox fan. I'm a White Sox fan, but since the White Sox are out of it, I'll root for the Phillies now.
Make the point I have said from the beginning. I've said from the beginning that I am a unity candidate, bringing people together. So when you see a White Sox fan showing love to the Rays, and the Rays showing some love back, you know we're on to something right here.
All right, flip-o-meter, what do you say?
We examined closely what Obama said, and ultimately it boiled down to how much his comment there at the end about the Rays would that equate to rooting? And
because he said, and we have 20 seconds, Bill, but he said he roots when he's not rooting for the White Sox, he roots for the Phillies, right? He said he's a unity candidate, and so he can show some love for the Rays.
Exactly. And we decided that merited a half flip on our flip-o-meter. Not a complete flip-flop, not complete pandering, but definitely about halfway there. So
definitely the words of a politician, huh?
Exactly. Who's very keen to the results in Pennsylvania and Florida.
I guess so. All right, we'll have to leave it there. There's one more Thursday to go before Election Day, so we will see Bill Adair from PolitiFact.com back then. Bill, good job. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Brian.